what President Trump did and didn't just do about business regulation. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump has ordered federal agencies to get started on his promised campaign of getting rid of rules he sees as hurting businesses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from our Washington Bureau with some context. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
All right. What is this executive order designed to do?
Well, basically, the president has ordered federal agencies to kill two regulations for each one they issue. And the executive order also caps the cost of new regulations. It requires that cost to be completely offset by the elimination of the existing regulations.
Some federal agencies have been ordered to do this, but not all.
No, it doesn't apply to the military, national security, or foreign affairs. And Reuters is reporting the order doesn't apply to independent federal agencies like the Securities and Exchange Commission and Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And those agencies, David, wrote some of the rules for the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
But what does that mean for those rules put in after the last financial crisis?
Yeah, it appears that some of the Dodd-Frank regulations are not covered by this order. But President Trump did single out Dodd-Frank yesterday when he signed the order. He said Dodd-Frank is, quote, a disaster, and, quote, we're going to be doing a big number on Dodd-Frank. Now, Trump would need Congress to go along with any changes to Dodd-Frank or actual repeal of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Now to markets, where stocks have been droopy so far this week. The Dow fell 122 points yesterday, 0.6%. The S&P's decline yesterday was of a similar magnitude. This morning, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down again a bit, with the Dow future down 26 points, a bit over 0.1%. Some market participants tell us it's about not being sure what is next coming out of Washington these days. Karen Cavanaugh is market strategist at Voya Investment Management.
Trump's temporary immigration order that kind of caught investors unaware, and they thought that it could potentially be a bad thing for business. So we saw a pickup in risk aversion. In terms of sectors, we saw a downturn in financials, that we saw a downturn in tech. Tech especially because they're more reliant or more vulnerable to any kind of immigration changes because they do rely a lot on the H-1B visa program.
The dollar is down with a euro above $1.07 this morning. When you go to the department store or the local outlet of the national pharmacy chain, don't be surprised if they know who you are and are tracking you, not in the future, right now. Maybe you're grazing the shoes at Macy's. The system spots you and sends a shoe coupon to your phone then and there. Joseph Thoreau is a professor at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. His new book is called The Aisles Have Eyes, How Retailers Track Your Shopping, Strip Your Privacy, and Define Your Power. I asked him about the flip side of this. What if the system decides you're the profile of someone whom they could charge more?
We call it discounts, but it really is changing the price. So you may be in front of a diaper area, and the history of your purchases may be with another kind of diaper, and the diaper company that wants to get you might say, hey, we're going to give this person a lower price because they have three kids, live in an upscale area, and they're going to be good customers down the line.
And that's okay. You can do that.
It can't be done based upon race. It can't be done in that kind of discriminatory way. But otherwise, price discrimination is totally legal.
Some people will welcome this. Some people will say, I'd love a targeted coupon for something I was going to buy already. Others will be unsettled. And you do look into the privacy aspects here.
First, I should say that there are winners and losers in everything. And a lot of people say, as you just did, yeah, I'm a winner, and they're going to give me great prices. But you should also realize a couple of things. One, you age, and you change, and your prices may change, and companies' interest in you may change based upon that. The second is that what we're doing here is moving into a society in which people will be walking into really important areas of public space, shopping, which is what we all do, and their whole sense of how they relate to that public sphere is changing. People can be nervous. What are the profiles companies have about me? Are they going to treat me well? What should I do to make them treat me better? And it may make the whole experience rather corrosive.
Now, taking a look at the subtitle of the book, let's just spend a moment on the last clause, how retailers track your shopping, strip your privacy, and define your power. What did you mean by that?
define your power means what kind of influence are you going to have on the prices you get and even the products that you see. Essentially, if you look at the history of American retailing before the mid-19th century, peddlers and small merchants judged you by what they stereotyped about you. And then they decided what kind of price to charge you based upon what they thought they could get away with. We're going back to a time where the merchant is now going to say, I'm going to charge you different prices. I'm going to give you different messages based upon what power I think you have, what value I think you have to me.
University of Pennsylvania professor Joseph Turo. His book is called The Aisles Have Eyes. Professor, thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
And Deutsche Bank, the global financial powerhouse based in Germany, has agreed to pay about $630 million to New York and British regulators for helping clients launder money. Among the activities the bank apparently facilitated, an overly clever move where a henchman sells stock in London or Wall Street right as the client buys the stock in Moscow. The U.S. Justice Department is still working on a separate case about this. This month, the bank settled with the U.S. for alleged shenanigans involving mortgage securities. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.